Well, we know that I think it's a topic that regardless of who gets elected, it's going to be addressed. It was a common theme, I think, in all the forums. It seems like water came up in one way, shape, or form. So it's something that we're certainly keeping on the front of the radar and knowing, you know, sort of the experiences we've had the last 8 years now. It's not going away. And we know, too, from surveys and so forth, water is it's a core value for Minnesotans. So it's not a short-term issue. It's going to be something with us for the. It's going to stand the test of time.
Talking to Bruce Peterson a little bit, too, he said what you guys do, your angles to get politicians, legislators out on the farm, and you guys have really done a great job.
This year, well, it really started, I'd say, last fall with our Minnesota Corn Grows Minnesota theme and really deliberately trying to engage as many candidates as we possibly can and get them on the farm. Now, before they get into office, those that get elected office, this is when they have time and when you can have those more detailed discussions in a little more casual environment. And you know, our farmers love to talk about their operations. It's a great place to have a very sort of non-threatening conversation on the farm. And it's just had our 10th governor candidate out on the farm, on Bruce's farm, last Saturday. So we've been really pleased with their interest and as well as the questions that they're asking.
E15 and possibly getting that year-round, is that effort getting stronger?
You know, we're certainly encouraged by what we hear from President Trump and the administration about his desire to have E15, the RVP waiver, year-round RVP waiver. But we need to see some movement, you know, from his folks, from the EPA in particular, before we get there. So, but we're encouraged by what we're hearing. You know, I think we've been working on this for, well, as long as anybody can remember. So it'd be great. It's a huge roadblock. We know the interest is there. We see it in the sales. There's just no reason why we shouldn't have it available for consumers year-round.
As a corn grower, what kind of added value is this bringing to their corn?
Yeah, that between the E15 and the exports and the opportunities around exports, it's really a bright spot in an otherwise maybe a little bit gloomy area. We just see so much potential there for domestic use, opening up those domestic markets, but also we see from countries like China and Japan and others, there's huge potential out there for ethanol use.
I know we had a chance to talk about the Mini Cooper back at MinAg Expo in Mankato as well. You guys have that on display as well this year.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of questions about it at Expo, so we thought we'd bring it out again. And it really, the nice thing is it provides a visual for what we see as the future of ethanol in those mid-level blends where you're really able to capitalize on the octane value that ethanol brings at that mid-level range. And, you know, Mini was the first company to sort of, in their manual, say it's can be used up to E25, and it's not a flex fuel vehicle. It's just they designed that high compression engine to run optimally on E25, and we hope others will follow suit.